thriftresearch.com. Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 25th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin, who's now going to read an email because he's got loads and loads to read.
Hundreds. First of all, I would like to say that on the Twitter, the lovely Terence Gorman is saying we need a live webcam, Paul Andrews.
We have Periscope. Got one in the corner. That's a security webcam.
I think it's because I was getting arm ache and I've stopped.
I've got a face for radio. You just get on with the emails.
I've stopped periscoping because I get arm ache. Get Social Kent. This is a free open day. It's about building online business relationships and becoming social, they say. Thursday 29th of October, so it's a diary date. Canterbury College, New Dover Road, 9 to 3:30. You can go on to kentvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. And then the Business Bunker will be there with a pop-up radio station, by the way.
You'll be popping up, will you?
I'll be popping up with a Business Bunker.
What date was that?
Well, you read it out. You got the email.
29th of October.
Yeah.
I should be back from USA then.
Canterbury College. Are you off to the America again?
Yeah.
To terrorise them?
Well, with Frontier Funds. I'm meeting Terence.
Are you?
And Vincent Coyle and probably Nurse Liz.
Cool.
There are breakfast and apprenticeships going on. This is for 16 to 18 and 19 plus year olds. And by taking on an apprentice, you can improve your bottom line by increasing your productivity and competitiveness. Did I hear you sigh then?
Yes.
Thursday the 10th of September, 8 to 9:30.
It's like working with a five-year-old.
Holiday.
With a potty fixation.
Thursday the 10th of September, 8 to 9:30 a.m. It's at the Holiday Inn in Rochester. Now, members, it's just £15 plus VAT, and non-members are £20. So just again, it's the 10th of September, 8 to 9:30, and it's about breakfast and taking on apprentices.
Cool. I want to read a list of up-and-coming breakfast networking events with the Kent and Victor Chamber. All of these events include a full English breakfast. They all take place from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and they all cost members £15 plus VAT or non-members £20 plus VAT. And it's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products, services and explain how these can help. And the next business networking events are taking place on Friday, the 4th of September, and that's at the Coolings Nursery in Sevenoaks. Coolings Nursery in Sevenoaks. That's a great venue. I actually presented the Sevenoaks Business Awards there last year.
Did you?
Yeah, Friday the 4th of September at Coolings. The guest speaker at the Thursday the 10th of September one at the Holiday Inn Rochester. That's in City Way, Rochester. And they have a guest speaker there, Terry McDonald. And then on Wednesday the 16th of September at Cote Restaurant in Bluewater. That's Cote Brasserie in Bluewater on Wednesday the 16th of September. And then on Thursday the 24th of September at Faversham Golf Club. Friday the 25th of September, the Turner Contemporary in Thanet. Some fabulous venues they got in these breakfasts.
Yeah, you could just eat.
Yeah, Friday the 2nd of October, Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. On Wednesday the 21st of October, the Heart of Flavour in Maidstone. And on Thursday the 22nd of October at Discovery Park in Sandwich. So there's a whole list of things there. If you want to find out or book your place, go to the Kent and Victor Chamber website, which is www.kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. Jules.
Post-holiday blues, get back into the business swing with Wealden Business Group. For many business owners who are returning to work after the lazy days of the summer holiday, it can seem a bit of a chore, but not if you're a member of the Wealden Business Group, they say. So not only does the group provide a supportive and friendly network of colleagues meeting for breakfast each Wednesday, but there's a lively programme of speakers and social events. So the next one, well, let's just give you the website and you can find out how to do it. The secretary is Peter Ashby. You can phone her on 01580 763 911, or you can email peter@challenge-tv.eu, and you can go onto the Wealden Business Group, just Google them, .co.uk. Of course, details of all these events are on the Kent Business Radio website. Cool. There's a Kent Healthy Business Awards.
Yes, sir.
Improving economic performance through people and the environment. And this is in partnership with KCC. Mm-hmm. It's Friday the 18th of September at the Best Western Manor in Gravesend. It's 7:30 to 10 a.m. And that's kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. Paul Andrews.
Yeah, we've got a tweet from YBC, YBC underscore S East. That's Southeast, I guess. YBC, that's your business community. Please can you give a shout out to your business community? Looking for recruiters in Kent. Please call Andrew on 07747 114627. If you haven't got a pencil to write that down, I suggest you follow them on the Twitter, YBC underscore S East. YBC underscore S East.
And the lovely Mark Smith, who's at the Whitstable Stove Shop with his barbecues and gorgeous things that he's producing at the moment.
He Pizza ovens.
He says, I'm thinking...
With burners.
I'm thinking of moving to Faversham because everyone now seems to think I have a shop there.
Sorry, Mark, that was my fault. That was my fault, sorry. But I'd go to Faversham, it's quite nice there.
Faversham is amazing, I love
it. F Keys have tweeted, F Keys, tuned into the bunker this week and really enjoying the show.
Good morning.
Windows 10 and Office 365 training in Kent. That's from F Keys, the Microsoft Certified Trainers. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. F Keys, F for Freddie, F Keys on the Twitter, Certified Microsoft Trainers.
And Nurse Liz is very excited by unlimitedcourage.com. She said there's some great stuff here and going to share it with my friends.
Nurse Liz tweeted earlier that I was sounding thick today.
Yeah, I think she doesn't mean as in unintelligent. I think she means you sound a bit sort of, you know, estuary.
What?
A bit estuary.
What?
A bit London. Bit Leave sort of Barrow boy.
Leave it at. Love, what is she going on about?
A little bit Arthur Daly, perhaps.
Ah.
Now, as I'm being diligent, I'm just going to crack on. I'm not going to be waylaid by all your side remarks.
Is that so?
This is an email from Funding Officer Folkestone Saints. And on Twitter they are F for Freddie, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, and Ball. So FSB Ball. And this is from Mike Miller. And he says... hello, Business Bunker, Jules and him. I'm sending some information over about Folkestone Saints Basketball Club for a shout-out on your show. You could do this instead of Zumba. This would be much better for your snake hips.
I've started playing football again, actually.
Yeah, you'd be good at that. Well, I've seen you in lolling in a goal once. Do you remember at Hilda Marie's?
Yeah.
They said that we're looking for partners to join the Saints family and help us to fulfil our plan of becoming a centre of excellence for basketball in the South East. And basketball is the second highest played sport for the under-18s. And we provide both playing and coaching opportunities for athletes, regardless of age, race, gender and ability. Another little tie-in here for Simon Lee with his basketball. You know, you could come along and sort that out as well with all the business things you're doing.
I'll be there.
Ninja basketball.
What is the difference between netball and basketball? I must ask someone.
Oh, give over. Just get on with it.
England, Basketball England, the sports national governing body, has already recognised our work, awarding us with their club mark status, and the Shepway Sports Trust recently honoured us with their Club of the Year award. We recently had over 100 members within the club, ranging from under-12s to over 60. Paul Andrews.
Really?
Yes. And
is there a reason why you just told me that?
Over 60 and three days. And they boast 9 teams, including national leagues, under 16, under 18, and senior sides. Paul Andrews.
Is that right?
Yeah. They've got a women's team and a national league.
Is it
team.
On a bus route? Can I use my bus pass to get there?
I'll give you Mike Miller's phone number.
Thank you.
You can write it down. You can use one of those special phones for elderly people. It's 07912.
Sometimes labelling gets on your nerves, doesn't it?
652180. So 07912 652180. You can have one of those big button phones. That's what we're
absolutely. Thank you for that, Jules. We did get through that eventually.
Yes.
It's now going to be a great pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. a round of applause, even.
Too excited.
Yeah. The lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello,
Annette. Thank you so much for joining us back on the Business Bunker Show. Great to see you again.
Very welcome.
We're going to... I talked about it a little bit earlier. We had an event, you and I.
Just
the two of us. At Western.
None of the other invites went out.
No, they never turned up, did they? Just me and you, basically, with lunch for 50. But we managed.
Western Hanger, though.
The lovely Western Hanger Castle.
We ate the lot.
Yeah,
what
we
could
did.
Be better?
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
We had a Forging the Future event, and if you go to the blog pages on the Kent Business Radio website, there is a blog for Forging the Future, which tells you all about the event, shows you some pictures, and actually gives you the 6 or 7 things that we came out with at the end of that event, and it is really worth a read. There's some interesting insights. lights there. But one of the things that we discussed at that event and everybody agreed on was collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah. It's like the new buzzword, isn't it?
It is.
But nobody really knows yet what it is and why it works.
Yeah, exactly. But you're going to tell us, aren't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think to start with, you have to draw a line between what is networking and what is collaboration.
Absolutely.
Because there's an awful lot of people who seem to think by going out networking, talking to a lot of people, actually they're collaborating with them, and they're not.
No, absolutely.
They're meeting them. And I know that you'll agree, because I believe we've had this discussion before, but there are a lot of people out there networking who are actually card thrusters and card collectors. And
absolutely.
They're not networking at all. They're
no, absolutely.
Just generally driving people nuts with a whole load of emails afterwards to everyone they've met.
Yeah.
And a load of follow-up.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't follow up, but collaboration is about finding good partnerships, people that it's got relevance to work with, that you're not working against each other. Everything you're doing is what one person offers and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Reflects, looks after the bit that's missing in someone else's business. So it might be about signposting someone. It might be about a proper joint venture.
Yep.
It could be all sorts of things. And
absolutely.
As you're going to laugh at me because I'm talking with my hands.
Yeah, no, no,
which
no.
is what I always do.
Yeah, no.
But it is about finding those right people to work alongside.
Yeah, no,
so,
absolutely.
You know, people like ourselves at Rift Accounting. One of the big questions at the moment is about auto-enrolling for pensions.
Mm.
We don't want to be pension specialists.
Mm.
Who would?
Yeah.
But what we do is find good partners
that
give a choice to our clients so that instead of having to move away from their business, think about it, look for someone, we've already found the answers for them, found the choices. They can
absolutely.
Get on with running their businesses. We've given them the answers and signposting, and that is good collaboration.
Absolutely. I just want to have a little bit of a rant about the thing you were saying earlier, because you are absolutely right about the networking side of things with business card collectors. Let me tell you something, guys and girls out there. We have a whole internet out there that was invented just for you.
Yep.
And one of the big things about the internet is you can check up on people before you talk to them. Will you please give over sending me stuff that I can't possibly use if you just took 2 seconds to read my profile?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, think about what you're doing. Stop this and just blattering stuff at people.
Mm.
We're way past blattering stuff at people now. You know, that was so
that was
old
so
school.
1990s,
exactly.
noughties. We're not in those anymore.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I had a classic the other week. I went to a networking breakfast.
Mm.
Everybody who was there put in their email addresses. It was all went out afterwards.
Yeah.
I picked a couple of people that I'd talked to.
Is that
breakfast.
Right where you go to those things where you put your... No.
That's the evening ones
we won't mention that.
But no, you know how you get the list and you look down. There was a couple of people I'd spoken to. One of them I wanted to talk to again, because I could see there was some synergy and we could work together. And that was the only person off that list that I contacted, and we're still talking.
Yeah.
But I did get an email from somebody who'd obviously written to everybody on that list telling me how he was going to save me money on my accounting for my business. I'm a partnership manager for one of the biggest accounting companies in Kent.
Yeah. So he was pretty accurate, really, then.
He really was. But the funniest thing was that because everybody could see it had gone out to everybody, we were all laughing.
Yeah,
and it became activity.
Yeah.
You know, private messaging on Twitter. The man made a complete fool of himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I got 5 minutes of fun and laughter out of it, but that is not what that was about.
Absolutely.
And actually, what he's done is effectively made himself look an idiot in front of 40, 50 people.
All of his potential customers. Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the problem, isn't it? And that's really kind of what I was referring to. So don't do it, folks. Please don't do it. Think about it. You know, stop being lazy. Stop just blattering things at people, because it doesn't work anymore.
Nope.
There's no need to blatter things at people anymore.
I don't think it ever did work.
Well, once upon a time, back in the dark days where you had no alternative, it did. It was, in fact, the whole basis of advertising once upon a time. Before you had targeted advertising, before you had digital advertising, basically, you had to find outlets. So big newspapers, big radio stations, big TV stations that had huge numbers of listeners, watchers and readers.
Yeah.
And then you blatted your message at them and hoped that 1% of it stuck.
Yeah.
And all of that advertising industry would tell you that 1% of your message would stick. So therefore you needed huge numbers to throw it at. but all of that's changed.
Yeah.
And that's, well,
Well, so we've got things like LinkedIn now, which is, if you really want to stay in touch with someone, link in with them, but make it a relationship.
Absolutely.
Don't just collect numbers.
Yeah. And I think that's where I want to go next, Annette, in terms of what we're looking at here, because we're going to end up with collaboration. But I think the starting point for collaboration is building relationships with people.
Absolutely.
Getting to know them, getting to understand what they're doing, yeah? Mm. There are tools to do that, as you mentioned, where you can connect on LinkedIn, you can talk via Twitter, you can connect on Facebook, you can use all kinds of new digital communications methodologies to find people and to connect with them. And then it's about building a relationship, isn't it?
And a reason to have a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things, obviously, I'm going to blow the Rift accounting trumpet. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But one of the things that we do, which is so different from other accountants, and I know it's a reason so many people switch to us, is we do quarterly reviews with our clients.
Yeah.
And it is an absolute delight to sit and talk to them. Don't get me wrong. Every business has its issues. There may be financial issues. It might be that they're not quite sure what this is and what that is and so on and so forth. And there's always an element of talking about the finances in a quarterly review.
Yeah.
But there's also that element that says, I'm growing this business and I don't know, I need an apprentice, or I'm really worried, back to the pensions bit, or back to what you were saying, I need a business coach. I don't know what to do with this anymore. I've grown to a stage that it's beyond what I'm able to do.
Yeah.
And for us, because we work as with partners, and I am the partnership manager for Rift, we've got these selected people that we actually say, well, you don't have to go with these people, but actually, I've answered this for you. Here's some alternatives. Here's some people to talk to get these people to work on their businesses rather than in it, because they're worried about it again.
Yeah.
So by finding the right partners, I mean those that are relevant to your clients. Who are your end users?
Yeah.
What are those added values that you can give, which will mean those people can get on with doing what they really want to do, which is run and grow their business.
Absolutely. I had a really funny, you'll like this. A few months ago, I tweeted, as you do, on a Friday morning, I'm off to see my accountants, the lovely folks at Rift, to talk about some stuff later in the morning. And some guy tweeted, he went, oh, I feel really sorry for you. What a horrible way to spend your Friday. Hold on. And I went, you what? And he went, well, having to go and see your accountants. And I went, I haven't been summoned, you know, like, come to the headmaster's office, you haven't been doing your books properly. I said, is that how you view your accountants? And he went, well, yeah, fairly much. And I went, I think you've got the wrong accountants. I said, I love going to see my accountants, it's fun.
Yeah.
They have jelly beans and everything, yeah. And
we always have a supply of jelly beans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said, exactly, jelly
and
beans, there
rummaging,
you go.
Rummaging.
Bean counter beans, yeah.
There we are, Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
There you are.
There for
yeah,
you.
Open the jelly beans. Actually, they're not jelly beans. Read the label. What are they? No, no, this side. This side. They're power pills for small business owners.
Exactly. Wow. Of course they are.
Yeah.
They just look like jelly beans.
Absolutely.
And taste like jelly beans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And chew like jelly beans.
And
but they are power
jelly
pills.
Beans.
Yeah. But they're actually power pills because labels are important. But my point was, and we started a kind of mini discussion on Twitter about this, because a lot of people said, yeah, but you go and see your accountant or your lawyers and you always get told off and da 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 da. No. It shouldn't be working like that at all. You should be in partnership with your professional service providers.
Absolutely.
And you should be having open discussions and using them and picking their brains and getting their insight into the kind of things you can do. It's not about being called up to the headmaster's office.
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we work for the client.
Yeah.
And sadly, you know, I will run down other accountants because I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
But sadly, too many people feel like they work for their accountant.
Yeah.
And it's the other way around. Our job is to help people grow, stay in business, which is so key in those first 3 to 5 years, and signpost them, help
Absolutely.
Them, cut all that, you know, stuff out that you know you need to do.
Yeah.
You don't know. You haven't got time to research it and find it and do it.
Absolutely.
We're well connected. We can do it for them.
Absolutely. And just outside, just to show that we're kind of more general here than just talking about accountants, I really do have a problem with lawyers as well. That
all lawyers.
No, just about all of them.
We have lovely Sunil.
Yeah, no. Well, let me finish speaking what I was about to say. We have loads of problems with traditional law firms that are quite abrasive when you try and talk to them, or, you know, they're, you know, everything's a billable hour, everything's a duff, well, I'll write a letter about that. You know, that's so last year. It is so out of context, you know, and we're now beginning to see people that have got it and are doing something about it. And we use a thing called Lawyers Fair, which is a comparison website where you can go on and check, well, you know, it's basically like TripAdvisor for lawyers, you know, who's got used to using things like that. We know people like Russell Burton Lawrence, the barrister broker, that will find you a barrister to deal with your legal issues rather than go through a solicitor. We know the lovely Sunil Rupathina, who's a motorist barrister that specialises in motoring issues.
Yeah.
So those kind of people are starting to take over in exactly the same way as Riff, because they're building relationships, they're dealing with people on things they want to know, and not being snooty because they've been a lawyer, you know, their law firm has been going for 500 years or whatever, and, you know, that's just dull and boring. But anyway, we're kind of getting a little bit off the subject, I guess.
No, we're not, but you are.
I am, yeah, absolutely. I've been told off by my accountants again. Happens to me all the time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
But also, it's that other element, isn't it? I mean, another department we have is Riff Research and Development, where you can actually keep your existing accountant if that's what you want to do. But this is a really key piece of work for all these companies that are investing loads of money in researching new ideas, different things that they've invented, the widget makers, as I call them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a widget, don't you?
We all love a new widget.
No, you like a widget. The rest of us like a widget.
Well, someone must have invented the wedgie.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, so again, if it's what you want to do, you know, stick with your existing accountant, but actually talk to someone else about some of these other things that are out there that they can help you with, just as one-off jobs or annual jobs and things like that, because that's all important as well.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's, what is it, something like 90% of people are missing out on that, which means that actually their existing accountant isn't, you know, telling them it's there. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
But I don't think anyone was listening, so don't worry. No, absolutely. And, you know, moving on to collaboration in general, and getting past networking and building relationships and then talking about collaboration, that's really important. And so many people see this now. And I've got a big thing about this, which is back in the last century, in the 20th century, everything was about being as big as you could possibly be and beating the competition.
Not anymore.
But it's not about that anymore.
No. Nope.
It really isn't about that anymore. We tried that. Look where it got us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got to the point where our banks got so big they imploded.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to the point where our pharmaceutical companies got so big they imploded. We got to the point where the European Union got so big it's imploding.
Yeah.
You know, every big institution, from trade unions to political parties, are imploding. They're hemorrhaging members. Everything's going wrong for them because they got too big.
Yeah.
And when you get too big, you lose connection to the people you're dealing with. That's the single biggest issue. You don't have any customer interface. And one of the things I love, and one of the reasons behind this, of course, is technology.
Mm-hmm.
And communication technology and social media has made it so easy to get around things. I love annoying big corporates on Twitter. You know, once upon a time, you had a problem. I have perennial problems with a telecommunications company that's quite well known. Now, I won't embarrass them by using their name, so I'll just use an anagram. TB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
TB, as a communications company, they send you loads and loads of messages. I had four over the weekend that says you can't reply to this message. Well, don't send me a message if I can't reply to
They're my favourites. No reply app.
Yeah, no reply app. And you go, you're just lecturing me then. Mm-hmm. You're not communicating to me. You're lecturing me, and I don't want to be lectured. But once upon a time, if you had a problem with a big organisation, a big corporate, you had to ring up and they had one of these IVR boxes that would send you through paroxysms of loops so that you got bored and eventually you got through to an operative that would then, you know, maybe not talk about your problem. And of course, a lot of that is it isolates you and it makes you feel, you know, you're bashing against the system. So I go onto Twitter and I just go, TB are rubbish, aren't they? And a million people agree with me and start sending their own stories. Well, of course, the corporate can't handle that.
No.
Because they haven't isolated you anymore.
They haven't got a department for it.
And they haven't got a department for it, so they have to respond. anyway, what's happened is we now live in a world that's dominated by small, but one of the beauties of working in a smaller environment is it's less competitive and more collaborative.
It is. Joint ventures, going forward together, a bit like pensions. Years ago, the thing would have been to employ a pension specialist within the business and then, you know, build that bit of the business up. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Let them do what they're good at. Let us do what we're good at and work together. Feed business between each other.
Yeah.
Work together. And that's the only way it works. It's like a partnership. It's like a marriage. It only works if both sides make an effort.
Absolutely.
And that's how good collaboration works. That's why the network thrusters don't get anywhere.
Absolutely. And do you know what? This is interesting. It's something that I've started to see and got involved with myself. Is collaborating with my competitors.
Mm.
Yeah. So there are one or two people in exactly the same business as me where once upon a time we would have just
avoided each other.
No eye contact.
Eye
contact.
Made remarks about their offering or whatever. But increasingly we're finding it now that basically you're better off actually working in conjunction with your competitors to grow the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than to try and compete to put each other out of business.
Absolutely.
Because markets can be grown, and the bigger the market, a smaller share maybe, but it's worth a lot more to have, you know, 10% of 100 market than it is to have 20% of a 20 market, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So collaboration between competitors is something that's starting to happen now. You know, not on everything and not in every way, but in terms of growing the marketplace. And interestingly, before we came on air, I was talking to Simon and Sam, and Simon was mentioning that he was attempting to collaborate with some providers of personal training services.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, it's not all a doddle. There's still an awful lot of people out there that don't get this.
That's quite a journey that we've still got. And like that's what I said at the beginning, people aren't getting the difference between networking and collaborating.
Yeah.
And those that think that networking is something the same as or a part of just don't get it. And they'll keep thrusting their cards and collecting boxes of them, but it's not going to make the difference.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to collaborate, choose two or three people and make it work. Don't collaborate with 50, or else you're back to being a card collector and a thruster.
Exactly.
Nothing changes.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just about exploring, isn't it? You don't even actually have to go in with any particular idea.
Nope.
One of the things I like is talking to people in the same business that I'm in and going, well, what are you doing? Well, why are you doing it like that? Now, once upon a time, they would have gone, mind your own business. But increasingly, because I could find out, you know, with a bit of rummaging around anyway, and they know that, they go, well, you know, we might as well just talk about this. We're doing this, you're doing that, we're doing it. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Mm.
Is there anything we might be able to do together that would, you know, make it bigger?
Yeah.
So, for me, that's where I see there's potential sources of collaboration with my competitors. And I'm talking about that specifically because I think collaborating with people that can add value to what you're doing is, for me, is a bit of a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but still seems to be quite new out there.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. There's still a lot of people that want to do everything themselves and, you know, don't think about collaborating in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's a bit old hat now. You know, I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
And now I'm more interested in doing a bit more avant-garde collaborating, if you like.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. And not enough people get the basic stuff of collaborating, which is a good place to start.
Mm.
I don't know. So where do we go with this? What do you think we need to start looking at in order to make this happen? See, organisations like yours, Rift, are a good source of that, aren't they? Because your business isn't really accounting or R&D credits. Your business is connecting, isn't it? It's putting people together.
It can be. Mm. I mean, obviously, I want to grow a big accounting business.
And
I really do.
Oh, okay.
And the R&D department as well. You know, there's a massive, that's a golden nugget out there that too many people are missing.
Yeah, for sure.
And there is a place then for things like networking to get that message out. And I think that's right. But when it comes to the collaboration, yes, it is a good thing. You know, there's nothing nicer than having two clients that both work with you and saying, do you know what, that one can help that one
yeah.
and putting them together. So you're actually getting their own collaboration going for them just because you know who they are.
It's a bit like what people are doing on Twitter, really.
Yeah,
exactly.
It? You know, the whole thing of, you know, who meets who.
But it is that trust as well, isn't it? If you get an introduction from someone you trust,
exactly,
you're more likely to pursue it than just by looking on LinkedIn or doing your research. You might see someone you find interesting.
Yeah.
But there's interestingly that bit on LinkedIn now, isn't it, that says, can you introduce me to?
Yeah.
Which is going to catch out all these people who've got hundreds and hundreds of connections that they don't really know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but at the same time, people are starting to do that. I get a number of requests, you know, can you introduce me to
And
it's interesting to think that people are starting to think, oh, actually, that's what I'm looking for.
Just while you're saying that, it is funny. Do you ever get these requests from people that say, could you give me a testimonial on Twitter?
Know,
where you give them a recommendation. I think, I've never even met you.
This is a testimonial because I've been asked to write it.
Yeah. I don't even know what you do.
Because someone at networking told them that testimonials is the way forward.
Absolutely. And of course they are.
Absolutely.
But it would help if you'd ever actually met someone or knew what they do.
Absolutely.
God forfend, experience their service.
But in a virtual world, I'm sure it was good.
Yeah, exactly. Virtually, they were pretty virtually good. But no, I totally agree with you. And collaboration is the way forward. And there's lots of things that can be done in terms of collaborating with people. Mm. Even to the point of collaborating with the competitors can grow a market and make it work and do better things. And as Jules made reference, and she doesn't often contribute sensible things to the show, but that was one of them.
What was that?
I got away with that because I said it because I noticed she wasn't paying attention.
Well, I'm going diligently rewriting press releases.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. No, Jules is absolutely right. You know, one of the beauties of social media in Kent, in terms of the Kent small business community, is there an awful lot of collaboration. There's an awful lot of support. Mm. There's an awful big community spirit amongst the SMEs in Kent.
Yeah.
You know, there's over 60,000 of us now.
This is why you started Business Bank.
It is why. It is actually.
Remembered.
Yeah. 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 It is why.
7 years ago.
Yeah. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Possibly 8 years. I'm losing.
No, we're in our seventh year, but absolutely no. That's one of the reasons we started it, because you know we did need a catalyst to bring everybody together, because people had, you know, loads of things to talk about the things they were doing.
And thinking about as well the Forge the Future event that we talked about right at the beginning, there was quite a broad range of businesses.
It's very diverse.
There.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
very
right
diverse.
Right from one man band virtually to companies the size of ours.
Yeah.
And a real mix in the middle. And there were competitors for all of us there.
Yeah,
well, every single one of us.
Yeah, yeah,
and yet nobody avoided talking to those people.
Absolutely.
Those were good relationships with very similar problems, goals, whatever else.
It was really interesting, wasn't it, that in quite a short space of time, with 50 disparate CEOs, as you say, quite rightly, and they're very different companies. There were manufacturers there. There were food producers. There were one-man bands.
People who never went out as well.
Exactly.
We managed to find some of those, didn't we?
I love a one-man band, don't you? Those ones, you remember the drums, and then they'd have to do their elbows and make everything go.
Should we tell her they were there as well?
Yeah, they were. But all of them, it was really fascinating that within a couple of hours of discussion, we actually all agreed on 6 or 7 major things that we saw.
Mm.
And there was no huge debate. There wasn't, you're wrong. So it's pretty indicative that those things that we identified are a trend that everybody's recognising. And just for those that want to know, that can't be bothered to read the blog that highlights it, if I can remember them all, it was the move from big to small.
Yeah.
It was how to finance a business when the banks aren't lending.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the skill shortage, which everybody's identifying as a major problem.
Yeah.
It was about the lack of infrastructure in terms of broadband and mobile telephony in this country, which is appalling.
Mm.
On the positive side, it was about coaching and mentoring and how people have adopted a much more pragmatic approach to finding coaches and mentors. There was an interesting one that a load of people identified when it was brought up, is that people that are going to work with you as potential clients, because of new technology and social media, know more about you when they arrive, having never actually met you, than they ever did once upon a time, once they've been talking to you for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, they know your entire history. They know who you know and what you do and how you do it and who's fallen out with you and who hasn't, just by looking you up on Tinternet. So, you know, there was that. And then the other kind of things that we looked at was the big one, which was the spirit of collaboration, which is the thing that came out. So those kind of six things were the things that we all agreed on were the way forward.
Yeah.
Read the blog, talk to Annette, find out more about it. But for the moment, Annette, thank you so much for joining us
and
talking to us about collaboration. Give us a shout out for your Twitter handle, Riff's Twitter handle, and the Riff website.
The pressure. Right, yeah. I'm at Rift Annette, so RiftAnnette. Very few letters in my name, just lots of them.
Yeah.
And then we've got at Rift Accounting and riftaccounting.com and riftresearch.com, all of which will get you through to any one of us that can help. But my main thing is anybody who's looking for a non-traditional accountant, would love to talk to them. We don't actually call ourselves accountants, as you know. We're business bodyguards because we're trying to protect these people as they grow and go forward.
Absolutely.
And thank you very much for having me, Paul.
It's an absolute pleasure, Annette, as always, to talk to you and all the lovely folks down at Rift. As Annette says, you can find all of those details all over the Business Bunker website. And there are links to them. Also on our blog site, apart from the Forging the Future blog, there are quite a few other blogs on lots of different topics that are provided by Rift Accounting. Everything from should you use flat rate VAT through to all kinds of things.
Oh, and our YouTube. Have you seen our new YouTube?
I have. I've seen some of them.
Every accountant has a YouTube channel, don't they?
Absolutely. Green screen YouTube. It's talking head stuff. Have
a look.
And also, follow the links through from the Business Bunker onto the Rift website, because Rift have their own blog site and their own blog pages with some really, really interesting stuff. And they also have quite a lot of free downloadable resources on there.
So do
check all of that. For the moment, Annette, do stay with us for the remaining bit of the show. But for the moment, Annette Bunn of Rift Accounting, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
That's an absolute pleasure. We're gonna do a couple of emails, I think. We better catch up with the Twitter, I think, Jules.
Okay. So, we've had Terence Gorman still listening in the USA, saying lots of things like way to go and American things.
Oh, really?
And he's hooked up with Simon. Very interesting. Christopher Pollard has been barraging all the way through, basically. He must have just woken up and toddled out of bed.
Annette just threw a jelly bean at me. She threw one of her bean counter of beans. Thank you.
So, Christopher Pollard, yes, various rude comments coming
through. Is he up
there
now?
Yeah, he's obviously got up. New listener, Krista Jennings, has just added me. I don't know if she's on yours, People in Biz, so she just added us to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Tweetups now, they're saying this Thursday, all welcome. It's kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury. Of course, there's free parking there. You can mingle. The lovely Neville Gaunt, one of your 60th, which was 3 days ago, so you are 60 and 3 days. He says, a great song for collaboration, getting to know you. So that was good. And meanwhile, Nurse Liz has nipped off to do something in Maryland, so she's going to catch the rest of the show on Catch Up. And she says, wonderful, wonderful guests. I'm going to read a few emails because we've got very little time left, listener. Digital marketing. This is without a doubt the most informative digital marketing event, and it is on, let's have a look, 12th of November at the Orchards in East Malling, and it's where you need to come for information and advice so you can invest in the tools that will work for you on digital marketing. They say that 55% of UK small businesses believe they should do more to market their business online, and over 54% do not fully understand which marketing is working. And they say also that 23% spend money where they think it works. So come to this little show. It's three W's for the website, digitalinkent.co.uk. There is a phone number. It's 01732 758 530.
Cool.
And we also have FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, who are sponsors of this lovely little show I do.
They are indeed.
Now, they have something coming on September the 8th, which is my daughter's birthday, actually.
Oh, is it?
It happens.
She's not 60.
She won't go to the FSB networking on her birthday. No, she's not 60. She's considerably younger than you. So it's Tuesday, September the 8th, 6 to 7.30, and it's at the Innovation Centre Midway, which is on the Maidstone Road, Rochester, Chatham, M for Mother, E5, 9, F for Freddy, and D for Dormouse. And I love the fact that they always put United Kingdom on there. You know, in case
we used to do that when I was at school. United Kingdom, Europe,
it's so
Earth,
sweet.
The world,
the planets,
the Milky Way,
yeah.
The universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in case Terence wants to come, I suppose.
Cool.
There's also the Keita Awards ceremony, which is the Kent Independent Traders Awards. It's on Thursday, September the 10th. It's at Maidstone Corpus Christi Hall. I'm presenting
an award.
Are you?
Absolutely. Wow. And Sarah, one of my lovely accountants. So there you go.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's with the FSB Kent and Medway as the headline sponsor. And they're proud to be working with such a forward-thinking organisation.
Cool.
Also, there's an FSB networking again in November. So this is a diary date. It's on a Tuesday, 6 to 7.30 at the Hilton Maidstone Hotel in Maidstone. Again, in the United Kingdom.
Cool. Place. I've got a couple of tweets I need to read.
Go on, then.
One is from Marcus Christostomou.
Oh, a little, sounds a little Greek.
I'm sorry, Marcus,
Greek.
If I mispronounced your name, which of course I did. And he says, hi, could you give a shout-out for my new startup PR business, Equilibrium PR? By the way, the show is great. Thank you, Marcus. It's an absolute pleasure, Marcus. We've also had a tweet.
Whitstable.
Huh?
I think he lives in Whitstable because he's popped up on my timeline.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We've also had a tweet for ADM Computing. The IT support engineers and team at ADM Computing are tuned in to the Business Bunker show and enjoying the banter.
Is that a cross between bunker and banter?
It is indeed. They are enjoying the bunker banter.
The fabulous Adrian Kearney, AK Pet Services, who will transport your little parrot or anything you have to the vets. He says, good afternoon from a very wet Adrian Kearney. I got soaking on my dog walk yesterday, Adrian. F Keys, good afternoon to you. They say, we increase staff productivity and efficiency by providing truly focused and bespoke Microsoft Office courses.
Cool.
So we recommend him, don't we?
Absolutely. That's We've had another F-keys. Tweet from Aluxi Consulting. That'll
right.
be Linda Garcia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Business Bunker, hi all. On the collaboration topic, social media does help, but sometimes it hinders too. Face-to-face rapport wins hands down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Linda, that social media will bring people together, you know, by introducing them, but rapport and collaboration happens physically between people.
And to be fair, Linda's usually right. It's too scary.
She's always right. Yeah, absolutely. She is.
Well, no, we love you, Linda. That's fine.
Yeah, no, absolutely she is.
There's a women's enterprise in Kent. Are you an enterprising woman, Paul Andrews?
Yes.
Possibly.
I
Who
am.
Wants to build your business through digital know-how? The programme is on September, it runs from September to March 2016, so starting this September. There's no cost, and they're looking to recruit 30 women. The commitment is one day of a class or clinic per month and half a day mentoring per month.
Cool.
You can visit the website, which is www.kent.gov.uk/womensenterprisekent. You will put this up on the Kent Business Bunker, won't you?
I will indeed.
So they can get it.
Thank you for that.
Channel Radio News Update.
Cool. It's now time for our news roundup feature, and I've got a few things that I want to let you know about. Time to pay by direct debit is now mandatory. Let me explain. When business owners are unable to pay their tax liabilities on time, HMRC may arrange a discretionary time to pay plan. Until now, HMRC has accepted various payment methods. From the 3rd of August 2015, that's this month, HMRC now will only accept payment by direct debit and will not accept any other payment methods. In exceptional circumstances where a bank will not allow direct debits, HMRC may accept another payment method, but that you have to have special permission. The change will only affect future arrangements. If you want to read more about it, go to the following website, https://taxagents.blog.gov.uk. taxagents.blog.gov.uk. All these links will be on the Kent Business Radio website, should you wish to follow up. Treasury consultation on credit and debit card fees. HM Treasury have launched a consultation about rules to cap fees charged by banks to their business customers for processing credit and debit card payments. From the 9th of December 2015, an EU-wide cap on the charges a business pays to their bank when a customer makes a debit or credit card payment will be introduced under the interchange fee regulation. The consultation is seeking views about how the regulation will be introduced and managed. The consultation closes at the end of August 2015. For further information, go to www.gov.uk/government/news, Jules.
The Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, has published guidance documents to help traders comply with forthcoming changes to unfair contract terms legalisation. And the changes will take effect from the 1st of October of this year, when the remaining provisions of the Consumer Rights Act come into force. And the new guidance provides traders with information about understanding what makes terms and notices unfair and what risks they can face when using unfair wording, and tips about ensuring terms and notices that are fair and clear. And you can find out more on www.gov.uk government and also on the Kent Business Radio website after the show.
Cool. Fit for Work goes live across England and Wales.
Does it?
Yeah. The Fit for Work service is now available to all employers in England and Wales. The service has been trialled across England and Wales in recent months, but from the end of July, all employers are able to use the service under the Fit for Work service. GPs in England, Wales and Scotland can refer employees who have been on sick leave for at least 4 weeks for a free occupational health assessment to identify any issues that may be preventing their return to work. It also provides a free telephone advice service for employers. If you'd like to read more about the Fit for Work service, you can go to the following website, fitforwork.org/blog. fitforwork.org/blog, and you can find out more about the Fit for Work service. Jules.
There's an FSB networking, which is at Ebbsfleet Garden. It's on the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference about infrastructure and local procurement. It's on September the 18th, 8:30 to 11 a.m, and it's in Dartford in Kent. And they're going to be talking about, obviously, the infrastructure, and they say that they're in a prime position to supply timber materials to Ebbsfleet Garden City, as they sit exactly opposite the Eastern Quarry. And that's Chris Porcus of Forestral Timber and Fencing Merchants. And there will be, anyone can attend, but they're looking especially for SMEs, managers, directors and sole traders of businesses with less than 250 employees, and also some head teachers and professors and the voluntary sector. So that, again, is coming up on September the 18th, 8:30 to 11 a.m. on Friday.
Fantastic, thank you. Have you got any more emails to read there?
Yes, auto enrolment, all wrapped up exclusively for FSB members. This is the FSB pension scheme for members, and it's been updated. So you can go and have a look on their website, which is fsbpensionservices.co.uk, to find out all about the auto enrolment.
Cool. What's the biggest challenge you face in your business? Is it getting new customers, finding time, generating leads, finding qualified prospects, more effective marketing, improving cash flow, generating traffic, growing lists, creating systems, increasing your sales? Is it staffing? Whatever the challenge, come along to our B2B meetings and we'll give you the answer. Our keynote speakers are amongst the best. Our workshops are diverse and highly knowledgeable. Our legendary speed networking sessions are fun and they really work. The next event is the North Kent B2B on Tuesday the 15th of October, and that's at Brands Hatch Circuit, that's the racetrack at Forkham. You can book your free delegate place now. The event takes place between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the website where you can book your free place on that show is www.kentb2b, Kent B, letter B, number 2b.co.uk. That's the North Kent B2B event at Brands Hatch Circuit on October the 15th.
And there's a chance to book for the FSB members race day, which is at Lingfield Park on Saturday the 12th of September. and it's the second of a trio of member service events in this year. So you need it's a horse racing day, not camels or anything, and it's just
no 80, camels,
80
no
pounds
camel racing.
They should have camel racing.
Yeah, they should.
£80 including VAT, and you can find out about it on the events webpage at the FSB.
Cool.
I've got loads too,
and there's loads of there's 49 tweets I haven't read yet, so I'm really sorry if I didn't get round to your tweets. We will try and read them next week. Just one from AK Pet Services that says, good afternoon, thoroughly enjoyed the show from a very wet AK Services over here in Webway. Thank you for that, Adrian. Thank you to everybody that tweeted. I'm sorry to those we didn't get round to reading out. We will read them out next week, but we're fast approaching the end of the show. So I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to our studio guests, Mr. Simon Lee and Sam Anderson of Unlimited Courage. Do check out their up-and-coming workshop, and all the details are on the Kent Business Radio website for you to do that. The stonkingly gorgeous Annette Bunn, as always, teaching us to collaborate and get on with each other. Can't you just get on along?
Come on.
Come on. Stop arguing and get along with each other. A massive thank you to Annette for coming along and sharing her thoughts and ideas on collaboration.
Fabulous Stag Workwear for sending in little... all sorts of goodies.
The absolutely t-shirts. Brilliant Stag Workwear for their t-shirts, laptop bags, sandwich bags, phone carriers, laptop carriers. We got loads and loads of products. We have tweeted out some pictures.
Samson Gas for getting my pool heated. Thank you.
Yeah.
No longer having
Danny,
shiver.
He wore some special shoes while he was doing that.
Didn't
as well,
he?
Didn't he? Winkle
top,
pickers. They
top
were my favourite. Yeah, that was.
Well, he was coming. Was coming to Whitstable. You
yeah,
know.
That was top. That was top heating engineering.
And,
that
and he's very healthy.
With sartorial elegance.
Do you know? He looked at where I kept my key, and he locked because I left him. I sailed off.
Yeah.
And he put it all back and put his cup
away. That's because he's a professional.
Very house trained.
Yeah, actually, he's a professional.
Most impressive.
Yeah, he would have put your fox out as well if you'd
yeah,
have asked him.
Yeah, he would have done if it had been there.
Absolutely. I'd like to say a massive thank you to this week's show sponsors, RAP Office Contracts, the office fit-out specialists and design specialists. They've got some funky buildings. Do check out their website. They've got some funky stuff they've been doing, so do have a look at that. Most of all, I'd like to thank you, the businesses and the people of Kent, for listening in, for tweeting, for sending your emails. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Coming up on Channel Radio later today at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his special celebrity show, introducing some interesting people, some new bits and pieces on the radio.
Hopefully he'll come and see me, because I'm a judge this Saturday at Herne Bay. The Herne Bay Factor.
The Herne Bay Factor?
Yeah.
Herne Bay's got talent.
It's the Herne Bay, I think it's called, I should know where I'm going, Herne Bay Factor. I'm on the pier. I'm like the Simon Cowell. I've got to listen.
You look like Simon Cowell, actually, don't
do
you?
I,
she
yeah.
does look like Simon Cowell.
Well,
yeah,
he's got snake hips. I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah. So you're one of the judges.
I am the yes.
Herne Bay's Got Talent.
Yeah,
or
it's the Herne
the
Bay,
Herne Bay
Factor.
Yeah.
Can you stop trying to confuse me? I'm going because there's lunch offered.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
No, yeah. I can't wait. Chris Sears, who's a very well-known American singer, actually comes from Herne Bay, so he's invited me. But I think Craig. Told him about me. So
cool. Anyway, you can hear Craig's show at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is followed at 7 o'clock by Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up and coming music on the fabulous New Potato Show. And then immediately after that, we have the Club Culture Show.
Boy
the
George.
Wonderful, the one and only Mr. Boy George with Club Culture at 9 o'clock.
And so he's going to be on The Voice, isn't he?
Yes, he's just replaced Tom Jones on The Voice. Our top DJ on Channel Radio is also got a gig on The Voice. So well done, George. That's obviously because they heard you on our radio station. So
must be.
It must be. So listen to George with the Club Culture Show on channelradio.co.uk at 9 o'clock this evening on Channel Radio. But for the moment, thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker show. It's been an absolute pleasure to share a wet Kentish Tuesday afternoon with you. We will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.